America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Plenty more to get to. Let's get to the daily download.
Story number one.
Oh, it's our Atlanta Falcons, Mike. And playing an interim coach is always interesting. You don't know how a team's going to respond. And Raw went through this, guys, when Dan Quinn was fired. And he becomes the interim coach here. And it's hard. I've said this. You come into my house, take over my marriage, and see how it goes. It's tough when you're one of these guys who, okay, the task now has been given to you to make the team better for the remainder of the season, and this ain't your groceries. And you got injuries you're dealing with, and there's a bunch of problems. So that's what the Saints are dealing with. Kirk Cousins was asked about that and facing an interim coach for the first time.
So in my experience just observing in the league, when that happens, a coach is replaced, I believe the team plays very well the following week, is in my experience. And so I see it as a real challenge that we've been thrown, is you know they're going to be emotionally and mentally at their best and then playing at their place. So there's a lot of factors coming together where you feel like, you know, we have to be at our best to have a chance to get a win. And that's just kind of what I sense.
I mean, we've seen it before. Guys come in. Sometimes it's a breath of fresh air. Dennis Allen, and by every guest, even last year when the Falcons got humiliated by the Saints, every Saints fan I ran into hates Dennis Allen. Couldn't wait for this guy to get God because it's just so anticlimactic and so meh. Just kind of lays there. So again, a lot of issues with that team, but they still have Alvin Kamara, as we pointed out.
They do.
You've still got Taysom Hill, and Taysom Hill is just a friggin' one man nightmare for Falcon fans. So
what is he? Bo Jackson on Tecmo Bowl? I mean, like
yes.
Can we stop this guy?
Yes. I mean, and every time you watch him, you go, well, they're gonna run it, and they run it, or he's out wide, they're going to throw it, and they throw it, and yet no one can figure it out. And, oh, by the way, you know, even though Dennis Allen's a nitwit, the offensive coordinator's got a pretty good lineage in Clint Kubiak. So maybe he gets to do some stuff that Dennis wouldn't let him do. Maybe he pulls out some stops on Sunday. That's why when I said to you it's a trap on Monday, I wasn't trying to be a clown, but it's no joke. You got a team that, you know, is very dangerous because they got nothing to lose. And when a team's got nothing to lose, Carl, it's a watch out factor.
Yeah, no, it is. I just think.
One more thing. When you got a caged animal in a corner, I don't know. You get the idea. You know why? Because we've been the same team.
We have. But I also think when you're in these rivalry games, and this is one of them, you can't get caught up in being a trap game. It's a rivalry game. Both of these teams could be winless.
Right.
And they're going to show up on Sunday and give you their best game.
I like the answer the coach gave with us at the press conference. He goes, you know, the Saints will create their own narrative. You know what I mean? If this guy's competent, maybe he is. See, again, maybe he'll be a guy that gets a job out of this. Or maybe he's just the guy that's the reason he's just the special teams coach. I don't know.
No, I don't know either. I mean, for him to get the job, you got to win out. That's not happening. And the other part of it is if you're the Saints, you want a little cachet, right? You have fired your coach. Now you're in the mix for a new head coach, and there are guys on the sidelines that bring that. I think they're going to go hire a bigger name, but we'll see. That doesn't mean they won't play hard for him. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let me hear from Raheem Morris because he talked about the biggest challenge when you are that interim guy.
The biggest challenge, to be frank, is actually addressing the team, having your different vibe and who you are without making it seem like you're taking shots at your predecessor. And I wanted to make sure that every time, whether we did something good or bad, it was not taking a shot at Quinny in any form of way. And like for me, that was my biggest challenge because of the respect level that I have for Dan Quinn.
It's a great point.
Somebody should have sent that to Jeff Collins, Georgia Tech.
It's a great point. It is. It's a great point. What he said about Paul Johnson.
Right.
That is the thoughts right there of our coach. By the way, Taysom Hill, 700 yards, 4 TDs versus the Falcons. Yeah, 122-yard passer rating. Dude, Mike said it. I mean,
he swept us as a QB.
As a quarterback. And I was – that year, I was like, there's no way. I mean, come on. Taysom Hill's going to play quarterback? So I have the utmost respect for him. I just get frustrated – because if there's anybody over the last 5 or 6 years that has had our number, it's that guy.
He's that dude.
Hey, man, let's shift gears. We got a lot more to get to here on the Daily Download.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Are the Falcons going to throw it deep, and will they be able to against this New Orleans defense without Lattimore there? Remember, Marshawn Lattimore traded. We'll talk about that. But what about the Atlanta Hawks last night? We mentioned it to start the show. Rashad Shea, a great game all the way around. And, Mike, they finished, to your point. This is a game. It's a one-point game under a minute to play.
And let's be honest. Earlier this year, certainly the last 3 years, they lose this game.
Yes.
They don't play with poise, but I think some of the special sauce was Rashad Shea. Jalen Johnson did a great job. Capella, we talked about. You know, it wasn't a double-double, but certainly he made some of the plays down late when it mattered most. And Trae Young, 7 of 21 from the floor, 3 of 9 from three-point, got to the stripe with bad ribs, you know, which give him credit on that. And Dyson Daniels, it didn't reflect on the score sheet, but it was a nice job getting in people's faces. He couldn't hit anything if his life depended on it, but he did flip the script and get in some of those Nick Shooter's faces, which I always bellyache about the perimeter defense.
Yeah, we need that. If you're not going to score, I'm cool with you not scoring, but you got to D somebody up, and he did a great job of that.
By the way, the Knicks did shoot, I want to say it was 46% from three. But then at the end, they couldn't hit anything.
Here is our buddy Steve Holman when Rashad Shea went for 30.
Story number two.
Trey out on the right wing. Here comes a double. Throws it to Zach Rashad. Foul line jumper is good. And the Hawks have tied the game at 110. The kid has 30 points on the night.
Yeah, the kid looked really good.
Ty, and you mentioned the NBA-wide, but ties Trey for a rookie record for 30 for the Hawks team-wide.
Yeah, Trey, and then there are four guys now, including him, that have done this. And they were all, by the way, 19 when they did it. I mean, it's pretty incredible when you think about it. Hey, what do we have tonight? We've got Thursday Night Football. Actually, a really good game.
This is the one we were talking about after the trade deadline on Tuesday. You know, it's an arms race. And it's the Thursday Night games. I think the best Thursday Night game was us and the Bucks. They've been a lot of hit or miss, some good, but that we basically were the highlight. This is a game that everybody's fired up about. It's Lamar Jackson on the main stage. Can't wait to see how the Steelers and Russell Wilson play. This is what I can't wait to see. And hopefully Al Michaels ups his game. Meanwhile, sidebar, I was going to save it for Guy Talk.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Kirk Kerbstreit's really, really good at what he does. And, you know, I think he's great at college. But nobody wants to go to as a pet owner. You and I have both experienced. He lost Ben the dog.
Yeah.
And so he'll be – I don't know if he's – Chris, is he still on the call tonight? Because some guys – I wouldn't fault him if he wouldn't, but it's Al and Herbstreit tonight with a call on Amazon.
Well, he's had Ben with him everywhere, private jets, et cetera. I know some people felt some kind of way about it. It didn't bother me one bit.
And especially if you knew that if the dog was sick.
Which he was.
Right.
And so, yeah, you know, big shout out to him and the family, man, because I know that's brutal. But tonight, I think this is going to be a really entertaining game. Last time these two teams matched up, remember, Joe Burrow had 5 touchdowns. Lamar had 4. The game went in overtime. The Bengals blew it at home. They should have won. And now the Bengals find themselves in a position where if they have any shot, Mike, you know, you got to get back to 500. We've talked about it. So they've won their last 3 since that loss to the Ravens.
I mentioned Russell Wilson. They'll get the Steelers in 10 days, do the Ravens. That'll be something, too. But this is one where the Bengals have no margin for error, to your point.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.